Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I was abiding with the Lord this morning, and if you haven't yet began to abide with God, that's another thing it'd be great for you to do. This side of Oh No is go to iabide.org, iabide.org, and get you an abiding plan. But I was writing down, you know, I'm so grateful to God for so much, but what was I grateful for today? What was the one thing that was going to stand out? And that he's trustworthy. That I was thinking, I'm so grateful that God is trustworthy. That, you know, you can work hard and you can work diligently, but you don't trust your hard work and you don't trust your diligent work, but you trust the trustworthiness of God. Now, if you don't work hard and you're lazy and you're slothful and you're not diligent, you can trust that the goodness of God will allow great discipline in your life. But if you work hard and you work diligent, but don't trust your work, you can just relax and rest. You know, as I did everything there is to do, and now I'm standing. I'm going to stand on the trustworthiness of God. And trustworthy is a powerful thing because he's worthy of our trust, that his plans are good for you. He has plans to bless you and to restore things that go wrong in your life. He'll restore those things. And you think about that. How trustworthy is he that his mercy and his grace will meet your needs and provide for you? That his you can trust him in the end of all things, that despite what people try to do and all their motives and all their finagling, and he says, kings conspire against me, but I laugh. That you can trust that his plans are going to work out. The thing about it is, are you in his plans? You know, are you in relationship with this trustworthy God? He is worthy of your trust, and you can trust him. But the question is, right up front, do you know him? I mean, if you don't know him, you're trusting a perception of God. But you need to know him. You got to meet my Father. And you can do that right now by calling out to him through his son, Jesus Christ. Or you can go to meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org. We shared a couple of our stories, kind of, you know, our crying out, and didn't share everything, but shared just the gist of, hey, I needed God. I needed a Savior. I needed access to God. I wanted to meet this trustworthy God. And ever since then, ever since I met him, it's amazing how he has revealed his trustworthiness to me. You can't trust Washington, D.C. You cannot trust the typical business crew going on in today's society. You cannot trust the medical field. You cannot trust lawyers. You cannot trust even some ministers today. People are like, you know, I wanted to put my trust in ministers, but they've failed me. Man's failed me. But let me tell you something. God is trustworthy. Get into his word. Begin to hide his word in your heart. Abide with him and realize you can trust God. You can trust him as your Lord and Savior. You can trust him that his plans will work out. You can trust him. Work hard. Work diligently. Work smart with integrity. But in the end, and all the way through that journey, trust him because he's trustworthy.
Yes, number four of the top five events that happened in the Middle East, according to Joe Rosenberg.
In 2013.
The
non-roller coaster year.
Right. Like, crazy.
I will not let you be tempted more than you can bear. You know, you can get through this thing.
It's like, pretty close. It's pretty close.
God has great confidence in us, don't he?
He's yes, like, he
oh,
does.
Oh, my goodness.
Lord, help us. Number four, Egypt's counter-revolution brings down the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, that was a very good thing that happened in 2013.
We brought it up. Our president brought it up, and they brought it down. As a matter of fact, today they voted on the day they're voting today on the Constitution today.
Are they
the
really?
The new one, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you remember when the Muslim Brotherhood and Morsi got into power, which was the president at that time, Christians were so persecuted. I mean,
yes.
They were burning churches. They were torturing Christians. And finally, I mean, it was the largest demonstration I think the world has ever seen when all the Egyptians were in the streets, and they completely turned that whole country around. And it's something to be very thankful for and see what comes out of it. But
this new constitution allows churches to be built and Christians to practice our faith there, but it doesn't have any executive powers to enforce it and help, you know, support it and that type of thing. But at least that's the beginning journey of that.
Hey, not to mention that they share a nice long border with Israel. I think it's like 40 miles wide, so maybe we can have some more, you know, peace than were like when Mubarak was president.
We do want to say to the Egyptians there and the Christian Egyptians, please forgive us.
Yes.
Forgive us for what our leadership did to your country. and how you were persecuted because of our leadership. And we just want to say, ask for your forgiveness and repent before you for that and say, you know, pray for us.
Yeah.
That we would get back to our original state.
Mm. And it's refreshing to know that your eyes weren't covered. You know, a lot of times we see events happening in the Middle East and we think, do they even know what's happening? And they showed us. They showed the whole world that what our administration was trying to do to them.
That was very encouraging. Yeah, we had to find truth in Egypt about our intentions of our leadership and what was going on, where Christians and Egyptians, Muslims, were walking side by side on the streets of Washington, D.C., protesting the fact of having Morsi, a Muslim Brotherhood, as a leader of that nation.
Well, this administration was supporting terrorist organization, Muslim Brotherhood. I mean, that's what they said, and they saw it for what it was.
Right. Right, right.
Wow. So thank God that the tide has turned there.
And today, of all the days, today's the day they're voting on the new constitution.
Wow.
Powerful.
Real powerful. Number five, Israeli leader declares Bible prophecies coming true in our lifetime. And that was interesting, and this is what Joel Rosenberg says. He says, in our time, the biblical prophecies are being realized. Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu declared before world leaders gathered at the United Nations General Assembly in September. This is what he said. As the prophet Amos said, they shall rebuild ruined cities and inhabit them, Netanyahu said. They shall plant vineyards and drink their wine. They shall till gardens and eat their fruit. And I will plant them upon their soil, never to be uprooted again. This is what Netanyahu said, Prime Minister of Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, the people of Israel have come home, never to be uprooted again.
Amazing. Totally amazing. And we stand in agreement with God's word. We stand in agreement. We pray for the salvation of the Jews. We pray for the salvation of Jews. And I just really sense that if you haven't noticed yet, things move quicker than they used to move. I mean, it's like the seed time and the sowing are right together now. And which means is as rapidly as things are moving, suddenly, you know, God could reveal himself in a way that Israel can see. They cry out for the Messiah and boom. You know what I'm saying? It's it's gone. And the suddenly begins to take place. I mean, you're going to have the worst of times, the best of times happening at the same time. But the reason why over in the Middle East that they're buying into this antithesis of the gospel is they really believe that that having the mark of the beast is actually a good thing, a positive thing. That's what shows them that they're right. When the iman, the 12th iman comes out of out of Mecca, out of the hole in the ground, the well. And that's what understand this. They're marching around a hole in the ground waiting for their deliverer to come out of the earth.
And it's called a clue.
Well, that's one thing that these type of things do for me. It just shows you about deception.
Yeah.
And that these are wonderful human beings, men and women, who God loves, who have bought a lie. And they believe it to be true. So much so that they're very religious, but it's very wrong. And it's like, how many Christians just take for granted, you know, and just think that they're right or say these different things. And it's like, if they can believe the antithesis of the gospel and be so sold out on it, some of them are so radical that they're willing to believe that they'll be promoted in their heaven by strapping bombs to their chests and taking others out, and they're that committed to their God, then, which is no God at all, then you have to check yourself. Am I just taking God for granted? You know, am I just assuming all these different things? And there's all kinds of versions of Jesus being preached, but you know, if you heard earlier and you just heard on Christian Television Network, Francis Chan talk about, you know, am I your brother? You know what I believe. And that's the God of the Bible. That is him. And he's holy God. And what you have is, you have over in the Middle East, they're waging war against God. But John Kerry, Secretary of State John Kerry, and really understand this, that nobody in the presidential cabinet does anything outside the president or whoever's leading the selection committee that's leading right. that wants them to do. It's not an accident. They'll just send a wild man over to the Middle East.
To do his own bidding, his own plan.
They're strategizing and organizing, but it's what was done in the Alinsky model, and it's what was done in that Lucifer did in heaven. He organized he actually successfully organized a third of the angels against God. The worship leader in heaven organized one-third of the angels. The worship leader.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that wild? So if a worship leader in the presence of God can organize one-third of the angels who stand before God and see him against God, understand that we can organize, our country can organize people against Israel. That's what's taking place right now. Our nation is organizing the Middle East, pushing and prompting Israel, trying to force them into dividing up the land, dividing Jerusalem. And in the end, in the very end, we'll all be called and be judged by God for one thing, one major thing here, is what do we do with the land of Israel? What do we do? And this very sin of demanding, and George W. was doing the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Condoleezza Rice is doing that same situation. God has shown us Conda recently, and in regards to his major consequences for demanding that Israel divide up her land. Let's pray for the peace of Jerusalem, pray for our nation to return back to his original intent. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.